Blog Talk Radio.
What that means is we will share with you who we think will win, who we want to see win, and who we think actually will win. On Wednesday, April 1st, Wrestling Discussions podcast will run its first live episode. It will be WrestleMania and Raw recap, along with predictions leading into SmackDown. Hopefully, we will also announce the first guest to come to our show and talk wrestling with us. Now, let's get to the actual matches. For the first match we're going to talk about is the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match between Tyson Kidd and Cesaro versus Los Matadores versus A New Day and versus The Usos.
Well, you know, in this match, I actually think Cesaro and Kidd will keep their titles. I don't think it's been long enough yet for them to lose them. And honestly, other than The Usos, I don't think the other two match up well against Cesaro and Kidd.
Dan, I think you're right with that one. I think Tyson Kidd and Cesaro were going to take it in a clear victory. The only way they would give it back to the Usos is if they wanted to memorialize Rikishi in some way even more.
Yeah, all right, I see that.
Now, for that next match, we're going to do the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. We're going to give you who we probably think's going to win, who's our personal pick to win, and we might even throw in an underdog there.
You know, in this match, I think Curtis Axel. I think he's going to win. Axelmania is running wild. I am an Axelmaniac.
Man, I got to go with Mizdow. They've been pushing him. They like him. He's a big crowd favorite. Last year, Cesaro was that crowd favorite with that swing. And you got to give that some credit.
Yeah, the swing. All right, well.
Let's run in.
So, I mean, it's going to be a big guy.
Can it be the big guy, Ryback? Can it be Mark Henry?
Well, if we want to go big guys, we can go Kane or the Big Show. Or even that underdog big guy, Eric Rowan.
I want to get one of them, you know?
Man, those sheet masks are pretty cool, but I like that fedora Bray Wyatt wears.
Yeah, I wear one of those hats.
The next match we'll talk about is that IC title ladder match.
Who's in that match?
Well, we got the Bad News Barrett, R-Truth, Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, Stardust, Dolph Ziggler, and Daniel Bryan.
Well, definitely Luke Harper.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's scared of heights.
He's going to need one of those four slider ladders, but he just ain't tall enough.
Yeah, but what about Dolph or Daniel?
They might steal the show. Or Dean Ambrose. He started the whole thing. Maybe he'll walk away with this title.
Just because he was the first one to steal the title doesn't mean he started it all.
Well, I mean, definitely do not see Bear walking away with the title. He will lose.
I agree with that one. My personal pick, I think Dolph Ziggler's going to walk away with it.
Dolph Ziggler? No, I'm saying Dean Ambrose.
You know, Dean Ambrose will probably win.
I think the WWE is going to give it to Daniel Bryan because what that will do is the title. It will raise the bar for competitors who want to win that title.
That title was already raised. The bar on that title is almost as high as the WWE Championship. You got to remember who has worn that belt in the past.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of great people who have worn the title. But the titles are extended on that high of a level for the future.
Well, it would help if someone like Daniel Bryan was wearing that title to elevate it. But I don't think it has to be Bryan. It can be Ziggler to elevate that title. Look at the match he put up against Daniel Bryan.
True. Uh-huh. Yeah. Somebody's going to steal the show, and I think the IC title match will be the match of the night.
You know what? It probably will be the match of the night, but let's go on to another title. The U.S. title. With Rusev versus Cena.
And there goes Cena's title and his streak. Or does Cena win the United States title after 4 years, I believe it's a long time. And be the first guy to get a pinfall on Rusev.
You know what? It would be apropos to see him go back to WrestleMania, win the U.S. title again from a big guy that looks unstoppable. But is the WWE gonna let? Are they gonna let John Cena have another record over somebody?
Oh no! At the end of the day, it's been a long time to remember. But over this past year, I kind of came around with it. So I'm saying,
yeah, he is the poster boy. I think Cena's going to pull it out, too. And that would do nothing but help Rusev at the same time.
I think it'll help him. It'll straighten him up. That's the reality.
Well, now let's get on to that next match.
Which one?
The Viper versus the Future.
The Viper and the Future. I like the way you put it. The Viper starts dead. I think that you already won.
You know, personally, I would love to see Randy Orton win. But with the way Triple H does things, the Future might win.
Hey, Seth Rollins has got that curb stomp. Randy Orton's got that punch. Is he going to pull it out of WrestleMania?
You never know. The punch is it's an elusive thing, just like the RKO. He'll pull it out of nowhere.
That's true, baby.
Punch him.
I think the match is bigger than that. I think the briefcase plays a role in that. Maybe he called it victory, which I saw it more. I think at the end of the night, Randy Orton gets the briefcase.
That would be a great way to shake up the Money in the Bank.
Maybe he cashes in and they're wrong. Maybe he holds it for a few weeks.
Maybe he cashes it in that night.
Will it be Lesnar? Will it be Reigns? I don't know. There's a few more matches there, right?
Yes, there is. Let's go into that women's tag team match.
Oh, man. It's kind of like a bathroom break, but at the same time, you know, it bugs me even more than that because the title's not on the line with the champion's weapon, WCF.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you gotta admit, watching Paige and AJ in a match, That's like watching a clinic done by women. Those two are good.
Yeah,
Brie Bella.
Better than the Bellas. Come on. Why is one the champion? You can give it to both of them, but they're still not that good.
Hey, Brie's learned a lot from Daniel, and she's gotten okay. Nikki's got her strength. She mimics John Cena. She's got about a half a dozen moves.
I was going to say that. Her teacher was John Cena. Damn.
Yeah, too bad. I'm sorry. I stole your thunder.
I think he's up to like 10 or 11 moves though now.
I think he's got like a baker's dozen, dude. You know, he's got variations of a couple of his moves.
Yep. Pull the drop kick off the top rope every once in a while. He might pull one off outside. Who knows?
Well, you know what? We're getting off subject. We were talking about a women's tag team match.
Yeah, but even a John Cena match is better than a women's tag team match in WWE. Come on now.
Well, being that you keep running off the topic, I think I'll just say, I think the Bellas are going to win, but they're going to cheat to do it.
Hey, I think they're going to win. Well, I don't think they're going to be alone. They're going to be fighting throughout the match. They're going to be on the track. It's going to be like top six.
Yeah, that would be cool to see them do it, because that means they're going to kick the crap out of the Bellas, and that's always fun to see for me. But let's get on to the match that I think is going to be one of the best of the night, that Bray Wyatt-Undertaker match.
He should have retired a few years ago. I mean, that's another source thing, Undertaker. So many things he used to want to be expecting that he's great. And one of those was the Undertaker's reason was the win. It was not supposed to happen. Now he wants to come back and wrestle again.
He was goaded into wrestling by the new face of fear. One of the men that are actually scary. One of them that intimidate people by the way he is. And you gotta give him that cell phone thing is awesome.
Yeah, you know, I'm picking Bray Wyatt too, but we're getting close a minute and 10 seconds, so let's jump into that main event. Reigns and Lesnar. Who's gonna win?
You know what? I think Reigns is gonna win.
I think Lesnar.
But you know what? We can't forget that Sting Triple H match.
Oh yeah. You know, Triple H's egos is way too big. As much as I want Sting to win, I don't see it happening.
Man, you know what? I gotta go Sting all the way. That baseball bat, baby.
Yeah, it would beat the sledgehammer on any day. WCW. I love them. Bring them back.
Well, that's gotta be enough for us tonight. We're running out of time.
Forget April 1st, Crossroads Discussions Episode 1. We go live.
We'll see you then.
Hey.
Loud in
the background.
What was?
The DX music and the glass shattering.
Could you hear it?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. You have the phone in your ear, huh?
I can.
You were loud enough. I could hear you. Yeah.